So my mom doesn't make a lot of friends in restaurants. She's a vegetarian who also can't have onions or garlic or shallots or scallions or anything else in the Allium family. So whenever we go out, I always, always, always call ahead to ask the restaurant if that's okay. But I remember once when I was a kid, she told the server about her diet and the chef straight up kicked us out of the restaurant. Like, he was so infuriated that we asked him to cook without onions that he couldn't abide us breathing the same air anymore. And, you know, it was a bad look, hospitality-wise, but honestly, I don't entirely blame him because in so many dishes, obviously you know, starting the pan with onions is the backbone. So much so that that action of cooking onions and garlic gets hardwired into your brain. But here's the thing about things that are hardwired. You know, they become invisible. I mean that you just start doing them and you don't really give them any thought. Well, that's why I think Kate Winslow has written a great book. It's called Onions, Etc., and it's literally an entire cookbook devoted to how to think about onions, to feature them as a food rather than a flavoring. Our friend Joe Yonan, food editor of the Washington Post, sat down with Kate to talk about the good stink.
Kate, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Thank you.
I love that you write that many times you start chopping an onion before you even know what you're going to make.
And yes.
I think so many of us identify with that. You know, the garlic and onion go into the olive oil as we're trying to figure out what else we're going to put in there.
Exactly. You know, as you're sort of rummaging through the pantry and seeing if it's going to be a tomato sauce or if you're going to make some beans or you're going to, you know, add some meat in there and or a stir fry, something like that. And it just helps you buy some time. You know, you're going to need it anyway, so you might as well get started.
Let's talk about those workhorses, those storage onions that we're all so familiar with, the white onion and the yellow onion. Mm-hmm. Can you describe the differences between them?
Well, the yellow onion, you know, the flavor of yellow onions, white onions, and even red onions, they're not terribly different, and they can be used pretty interchangeably. They all, you know, earlier in the season, they're all going to be milder, a little sweeter. As they age and cure, they're going to become more pungent. Yellow onions, I think, really work best when you're cooking them. They really melt down into that sweet pile of golden caramel. White onions are very, very crisp. They have a thinner skin, and they're really good raw. Their color stays nice and white. You find them in a lot of Latin American dishes, used in a lot of salsas. Same thing with red onions. I mean, they have that beautiful punch of color, and I like using them raw a lot or grilling them a little bit, which makes their color pop even more. Pickling them does the same. If you're serving them raw, but you want to cut that bite a little bit, you can soak them in some cold water, and that helps just gentle their pungency.
Kate, I am so drawn to what you refer to as the lean greens in your book, the scallions, chives, and the like. What do you like about those?
We eat with our eyes first, and that beautiful green really does get you, and I think that's wonderful. And then I think what a lot of people love is that they're really easy to work with. You don't have to peel them, and they don't make you tear up so much as sometimes a bulb onion does.
Your chapter for the lean greens has some really incredible looking recipes. I was loving the look of that four onion dip, you call it, which, I don't know, maybe it should be called a four allium dip, but
I guess so, yeah, because it has garlic in it. Yep.
Right. Can you tell us how you make that?
Sure. You know, it starts with a totally traditional sour cream base, but we saute some onions, finely chopped onions, and you could use yellow, you could use sweet, you could use red, and some sauteed garlic too. And then you're going to fold into that some finely chopped fresh scallions and lots of black pepper, a drizzle of Worcestershire sauce and some lemon, fresh lemon. And then you top it with lots of chopped chives. So you're getting that extra last bit of allium as you dip your potato chip in there.
Great.
It's good. It's good.
You have some incredible other recipes in other chapters, like those gorgeous red onion blossoms,
yes,
which I thought were a stunning idea. Can you describe those?
Sure. That is a real show-stopping dish, which I like because, you know, as we're talking about onions being a workhorse, it's nice to remember they can also be pretty glamorous looking. And so this is taking a whole red onion and making 6 cuts into it from the blossom to the stem end or to the root end, but so it stays intact. Sprinkling a little salt and pepper inside there and drizzling it with some white balsamic vinegar and some olive oil, and then wrapping it all up in foil and putting it in the oven to roast. And so it roasts for, you know, 20 minutes or so until it gets soft, and you take it out and you unwrap it, trying to keep all those juices that have collected in there along with the oil and vinegar. And as you unwrap it, it just sort of slumps open and creates this beautiful blossom effect. It looks just like almost like a lotus flower, and the color has really popped with that bit of heat and the acid from the vinegar. So it's delicious alongside a steak or some roast chicken or other, you know, other vegetables.
I looked at it and thought that Outback Steakhouse really has something to worry about.
Yeah.
No bloomin' onions.
You don't need a bloomin' onion when you have an onion blossom.
So I'm a taco fanatic, and I'm an onion fanatic, and I never would have thought to make onion tacos.
Yes.
How did you come up with that?
That was several years ago. I was in Pittsburgh, and I went out to a taco restaurant in town one night, and on the menu was just something called an onion taco, and I had to order it. And it was just the most simple dish of some really super soft, buttery grilled onions that were just folded into hot corn tortillas and topped just with a little bit of queso fresco and some salsa. And it was so simple and so satisfying. And it just stopped me in my tracks. I thought, who would have thought to do this? And ever since then, it's become, you know, something we make all the time. We fire up the grill, we put extra onions on there, and you can just fold them into tortillas. And they're meaty. I mean, when you cut them thick like that, they really have such a nice presence and are very satisfying.
That just is a beautiful thing. Kate, thank you so much for talking to us about this beautiful book.
Oh, Joe, thank you. What a treat it was to be here.
Kate Winslow is the author of Onions, Etc. Joe Yonan is the author of Eat Your Vegetables. And you can find Kate's recipes for 4 onion dip and for red onion blossoms at splendidtable.org.